If voters approve Proposition 1, it would be the first change to the charter for the Petersburg Borough. That founding document spells out powers and limitations of the municipal government. It specifies the services that the borough is responsible for on an area-wide basis, including the power to provide port and harbor facilities and services. That language does not allow Kuprinoff, the only city in the borough, to own or operate a dock. Tom Reinertz is mayor of that city.
And then if you go back to when the borough wrote the charter, I don't think anybody anticipated the challenges we might be facing today. And it probably made a lot of sense back then that all of the dock and moorage facilities within the Petersburg borough should be operated and maintained by the Petersburg borough. But now with the financial challenges that we have, that's kind of a different story.
A study done by the borough determined that the float on Kuprinoff, built in 1961, needs to be replaced. Cost of replacement estimated at $1.4 million. Kuprinoff would like to take over the dock from the state and fix it up. Reinertz explains that it needs work.
Well, in the short term, the first order of business is the T end of the float is coming apart. If you look at it carefully, you'll see that we've got it all tied together with ropes so that the foam billets don't come out from underneath it. The structure underneath has failed. And so we've got that, tied together with ropes.
Reinertz says the trestle needs repair as well and other work to make the float accessible by water even during the lowest tides. Kuprinoff already has secured a $40,000 grant from the Department of Agriculture through the Secure Rural Schools funding. That goes to projects in communities near national forest land. The city is hoping that and future grants will pay for the repairs. Last year, the state offered the dock to the borough along with some money and two other aging remote floats. The assembly countered by agreeing to take two of the three docks and more money, but the state rejected that offer. Prior to that, the state had offered the Kuprinoff dock to the city in 2010, pending legislative approval, but that approval never happened. Reinertz points out that the dock is used by residents of both Petersburg and Kuprinoff, along with visitors on cruise ships who use the trail system on the island. Kuprinoff has already changed its city ordinances to allow the transfer to happen. A yes vote on Proposition 1 would add language to the borough charter to specify that Kuprinoff is authorized to own and operate the dock. A spokeswoman for the Alaska Department of Transportation, which owns the dock, says the agency is awaiting the outcome of the election. After that, the transfer depends on funding available and specific terms between the state and municipality. Another waterfront vote could provide some design funding for a vessel workyard in Scow Bay. Petersburg's Economic Fund was created in 1997 after Congress appropriated $110 million to help out Southeast Alaska communities with a decline in the timber industry. Petersburg's share was about $6.5 million. The city of Petersburg spent some of that money but invested the bulk of it. These days, there's about $4 million in that pool of money. A yes vote on Proposition 4 would allow the new borough of Petersburg to spend up to $500,000 of that for a vessel haul-out and workyard at the Scow Bay turnaround about 2 miles south of town. Petersburg Economic Development Council President Casey Flint says the hope is that this money can be the majority of the local funding needed for the project.
This gets the project fully designed, engineered, and all that, which makes it basically a shovel-ready project. Petersburg's had a lot of luck with shovel-ready projects in the past. Having that design phase paid for already works as a local match to either grant funding or federal match funds. So we're able to leverage this small amount into, larger funding sources from either the federal or state government.
He says initial design work is expected to cost around $350,000, so it might not take the full $500,000. However, local funding could be needed for construction of the project. If that's a future bond issue, it would come back before voters at a later date. The price tag to construct the vessel workyard is just under $7.2 million. The PEDC has been looking into options for a marine services workyard for well over a decade. The latest plan would include a new boat ramp, float, expanded breakwater, and new boat washdown area. The new ramp could be used by private companies with a haul-out trailer like the one currently using an older ramp at that site. Flint thinks it's important to highlight this project could help foster more private industry.
Our idea is obviously economic development, not borough job development. It's the idea is that this needs to be a good workspace for somebody that owns a large trailer, whether it's the current operation or somebody else wants to come in and make that investment, and then get the boats out of the water to where welders, mechanics, fiberglass tradesmen can come and work on a boat in Petersburg and develop the service economy around that.
Flint also notes the amount of public input that went into the planning for the vessel workspace over the years. If voters say no on spending the money, the PEDC could table the project or look for some other funding source for the design work. The Economic Fund also pays for the annual operations of the PEDC, as well as an annual subsidy of $165,000 to the Water Department. That goes to pay for a reservoir and pipeline at Cabin Creek and an extension of the water system to Scow Bay. The bond debt for the Cabin Creek project goes off the books after 2020 and for the Scow Bay work in 2024. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.